Chapter 26, The Snake's Story.
The antelope slept peacefully on the new bed of fine down feathers, soft leaves, soil, and flowers that the elephant with seven trunks had prepared for her. Now she woke up, stretched her legs out. And suddenly remembered, "Oh, I stayed here in the first chakra of earth to follow the snake's path again. I must find her. I want to find her. I want to find her. Snake!" cried the antelope. "It's me, the elephant. Antelope, how did you sleep?"
"Oh, I slept very well. But I just want to find the snake so badly. Every part of me wants to find her. So badly, I really want to talk to her. Elephant, kind elephant, please use your key to open up the secret passageway again. I think she's there. But she's sleeping. Well, I want to see it for myself."
"Agreed. I'll open up this trap door for you so you can see for yourself that the snake is sleeping." I opened it.
"Ah, it's so beautiful here. Here's the cave. Snake! 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 Oh. Shh. What do you
Oh, snake, snake, it's you. I wanted to talk to you, remember? You didn't reach all the way up to the lotus flower in the seventh chakra, but you said you could. Well, I wanted to find you because I want to help you. Maybe your tail needs to heal."
"Shh, the matter is not in my tail. I can't get all the way to the top of the lotus."
"But why? What's the reason?"
"The lotus isn't letting me. It's sending me waves. The army and these waves throw me off balance so that I fall down. Shh, nothing can help. Shh."
"Oh, but here you are incorrect, snake. Do you know what a stubborn antelope I am? I can help you. I can find out how to appease the lotus."
Last time he spoke in such a terrifying voice, so he must be the commander of the army. "I will help you. Maybe I'll even put the golden net on him."
"Shh, that won't help." "Well then, I'll talk to someone and get their advice. I feel it with my entire heart that I can help you. I've become strong, courageous, and truly magical. A magical antelope. Do you want my help?"
"Shh, yes, I want your help."
"Shh." "Well then, great. I'll skip over to my heart chakra, lie down in my own bed, and I'll close my eyes and wish to myself, 'Heart, dear heart, hint to me what to do, this time to calm the waves of the lotus that the army is sending. these waves that throw the snake off balance, down to the ground, breaking her strength. And after she wished this, the antelope fell asleep. Heart, tell me, what do I do? Advise me, please, dear heart. What should I do?
Ooh.